Our next speaker is Amanda Datnow. Amanda Datnow is a professor and chair of the Department of Education Studies. The education research happening at UC San Diego takes a headlong look at the critical skills our nation's teachers need to prepare successful K-12 learners in the 21st century. Her presentation tonight will focus on this research in teacher education and show how UC San Diego is having an impact in local schools by putting this research into practice into the classroom.
Thank you, Lauren. As Lauren mentioned, one of our jobs in education is to try to figure out how can we educate young people for the future so they can go on and do the kinds of exciting work that you heard about today. It's a challenge. Today I'm going to talk particularly about the preparation of teachers, and it's actually fairly serious information, so I'm trying to think about how I can work an angle in that's going to make you laugh or lose fat and so on, but it may not be that kind of talk. So I'm going to begin this presentation by inviting you to share the urgency I feel about the need to create high-quality K-12 teachers, and I'm going to end by telling you what we're doing here at UCSD to put research into practice. Okay. So in schools across the U.S., we have teachers who are busy trying to prepare young people for the future. However, many of the methods that we see in use may not be preparing kids for the kinds of things they will be facing. We know, for example, that students need to become 21st century learners. They need to have skills in collaboration, communication, creative problem solving. They need not only literacy in reading and mathematics, but also digital and information literacy. And these skills are required not just for them to be successful citizens when they grow up, but really for them to help us tackle problems of global importance, the kinds of things you heard about today, really pressing issues that we're facing in our future. And so quite simply, these kids, my kids, your kids, grandkids, the kids in our nation's schools, these kids are our future. At the same time, we're finding ourselves with a rather narrow talent pool to move us forward. And this has equity implications, as well as implications for our competitiveness in a global economy. So I'm going to share with you some enrollment data that have been published by a center at UCLA called IDEA that helps to monitor enrollment patterns in our state. So when we look at this graph, we see that the pipeline narrows considerably from ninth grade to college, with only about one quarter of the students in our state even having completed the coursework, the A through G coursework we call it, required for entrance into the UC or CSU. The numbers are even more sobering when broken down by ethnic group. California's population, as you know, is one of the most diverse. More than half of the children in our public schools are Latino. And yet, only 16% of Latino students complete A through G courses, in large part because the schools they attend oftentimes don't offer them. The numbers for African American students are roughly the same. Approximately 6% of these students enter the CSU, and about 2% enter the UC. Yet we know that a growing number of jobs are going to require a college education, yet we have very relatively few students who are prepared. So what does the research tell us about how to better prepare young people for the future, in K-12 education specifically? There are a myriad of answers, and I want to begin first by describing some systemic issues in our state, some of which you may be familiar with and some of which you may not. California ranks among the lowest in per pupil funding in the U.S. This translates into larger class sizes, larger counselor-student ratios, which you see here, and a lack of resources in schools, especially schools serving low-income students. So schools with the largest number of poor students have the greatest shortages of textbooks, the lowest numbers of qualified teachers, and attend the state's most overcrowded and run-down schools. So this contributes to some of the inequities that you saw on the previous slide. So especially with a set of systemic conditions in our state, which are going to take some time to address, the role of teachers is critical. And that's one of the levers we're working on in terms of improving the education system in our work here at UCSD. Teachers are especially crucial contributors to student learning, and yet their job has become more complex and demanding. They need to help students gain 21st century skills and reach increasingly complex curriculum standards. They need to educate an increasingly diverse population of learners to achieve at high levels. And in doing so, they need to kind of put aside a one-size-fits-all approach and tailor instruction to meet students' individual needs. This is probably the most challenging part. So in order to be effective, teachers need to know cutting-edge pedagogical practices that are informed by research. That's part of the work we do here. And they need to know how to draw upon evidence to make complex educational decisions that affect students' lives. Anyone who has had a child in school knows that such decisions are not light matters and can have dramatic consequences for students' self-concept and their academic development. So we want our teachers to be developing the talents of all students, and this isn't always happening, right? So what must we do in teacher education to support the kinds of learning that teachers require in order to undertake this job with some hope of success? There are a variety of myths about how teacher education should occur, and I want to begin by dispelling a few of them before I get into the research. These include anyone can teach, all they need to know is the subject matter. Fast alternative routes to teacher education are just as effective as rigorous university programs, and most teaching skills can be learned on the job. As national expert Linda Darling-Hammond explains, much of what teachers need to know to be successful is invisible to lay observers, and leading to the view that teaching requires little formal study, and yet we know from decades of research that this simply is not true. However, these myths have led to frequent disdain for teacher education programs. Under pressure from opponents, we've seen more weak programs launched in recent years, and teacher attrition has increased. And many alternative routes into teaching deny teachers of much of the knowledge base they need to be good teachers. Even more worrisome is that these teachers often find themselves in the highest need schools where we believe the most sophisticated understanding of teaching is actually needed. There is a robust knowledge base about the components of highly effective teacher education. This information has been summarized in a report by the National Academy of Education's Committee on Teacher Education. So here are some of the things we know. We know that coursework in highly successful programs must be coherent and carefully sequenced. Courses need to be tightly interwoven with students' work in schools, in partnership schools, especially in schools that serve diverse learners effectively. In this way, people learning to teach are exposed to strong models of teaching. Teachers need to develop not only knowledge of the subject matter, but also content pedagogy, so not just math, but how to teach math effectively. And they need to develop inquiry skills so that they can continually interrogate their practice that they or problems of practice that they encounter in their work. And they need to do this individually and with colleagues. So teachers need to become classroom researchers, not just teachers, but classroom researchers and expert collaborators, in part because the job of teaching has grown so great that it cannot be mastered by any one individual. Teachers need to work together. So as a leader in teacher education, UCSD is putting these ideas into practice. It is a UC-wide mission to engage in teacher education that is informed by research. Our programs are designed to be small, rigorous, and research-based. It's different than what might be happening in other programs in other places. In our program, students learning to teach spend a great deal of time in classrooms, often beginning by working as tutors and mentors in our partners at learning program called PAL. This is the largest service learning program here at UCSD. We engage over 500 students per year who contribute 20,000 hours of volunteer time in our local schools. And these students gain practice only in underserved public schools. You can see a map of our partner schools here. The majority of the schools we serve are south of the 8th Freeway. We also serve some schools in Oceanside because we're interested in working with kids from military-connected families. When students move through our program and move into student teaching or internships, we also involve schools in Escondido and Vista as well, schools that serve the same population of students. We have always been committed to serving underserved schools. That's where we do our work. That's where the need is greatest. Here are some photos showing our UCSD students working with children in the community. In our courses, students learn about educational theory and best practice in education. But what we want them to do is put these ideas to work in engaging kids in meaningful learning activities. So here, for example, you might see students engaging kids in hands-on activities in math and science, in the arts. They take these courses through the PAL program as well as in other courses in our education minor programs. So we offer a general education minor as well as education minors in science and math education in partnership with the UCSD Division of Physical Sciences. Because what we're really trying to do is increase the pipeline specifically of math and science teachers. We also have a special focus on bilingual education. We are working on increasing the number of teachers who have expertise in a number of languages, but most specifically Spanish and American Sign Language, where we have nationally and regionally known programs. Many of the students who complete our education minor programs then go into our year-long credential program when they graduate. After the coursework in the minor and in this program, our graduates have completed typically 400 to 600 hours of classroom experience, during which they're also volunteering in our schools. And this contrasts with the 50 hours they might experience in an alternative certification program. And we know from prior research that this extensive supervised clinical practice, particularly the part that they receive in the credential program itself, makes a tremendous difference in terms of expanding their toolbox for teaching. I mentioned all the skills that teachers need to know. This type of work in schools is what helps them build those skills. All of our graduates who complete a teaching credential also complete a master's degree, which helps them demonstrate their skills at linking research and practice. In some cases, our partner schools and districts actively seek out our graduates when they have positions available. And we know that in these schools, our graduates, when they work together, they have sort of a critical mass effect. They're highly effective in working together. They become teacher leaders. And they help to transform these local schools into centers of educational innovation. In other cases, our graduates are hired into schools that are already innovative. And they help to support and grow that focus through the training they've received. Our strong partnership with the Poi School is one such example. We are pleased to report that the vast majority of our UCSD teacher graduates are hired within a few months of graduation. And this is really impressive given the particularly tight job market right now, which has seen the number of positions decline statewide due to budget cuts, as well as rising class sizes. And we also know that our graduates stay in public education, often for the long term. Many of them also return to us for future education in our doctoral programs. So in sum, I'm going to close by letting you know that at UCSD, what we're working on doing is bridging research and practice, bringing the best research evidence to bear as we have grown and refined our academic programs in education. Through our 40-year history, we have educated thousands of teachers who have shaped the lives of millions of children. And you'll notice that the skills of creative problem solving, collaboration, and inquiry that we want our teachers to develop are very much the same skills that we want our students to have in the future. And while we're very much focused on the future, we're also very concerned about the present. So I invite all of you to visit the Department of Education Studies here, come and dialogue with our faculty, attend our lectures, speak with us about the teaching and learning issues that you're facing in your community and the ones that you're concerned about in the 21st century. Working together, we believe we can make a difference. Thank you.